When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to the all-new Sports Cage. Text 306-936-6262. 620 CKRM.
Saskatchewan, it is the all-new Sports Cage. Welcome back, and it's the home of the Rough Rider Training Camp. We're going to shift to hockey here. We're going to come back to Rough Rider Training Camp in a bit. Always, the Capital Ford Lincoln text line, 306-936-6262. If you want to get in on the conversation, maybe you want to ask Luke and Dave some questions about training camp, you can fire those our way. The other question I have for you today, Sports Cage listeners, was there a scrap when it comes to the NHL? Two combatants that you were kind of like, well, I didn't expect them to drop the gloves. If there is, let me know. I got a couple in my mind because on the heels of last night's game in Florida between the Boston Bruins and the Florida Panthers, things got out of hand. And if you missed it, a sniper, all-star, whatever you want to call him from the Boston Bruins, David Pastrnak, he called on and his coach obliged Matthew Tkachuk. And I was like, oh. When they came to the tape on it, Kellen, I was like, he let him go? Like, that's baffling.
Yeah, it was a very interesting conversation. And as you saw it play out, you know, sort of they were yelling back and forth, bench to bench, and Pastrnak turns around and Montgomery's in a conversation with one of the assistant coaches. And whatever he says, Montgomery was sort of taken back and was like, really? This is what you want to do? Like, yeah, like, go for it. But I think it was just a weird circumstance where, you know, almost every whistle, there was a scrum. We've all seen those games. Boston didn't really have a lot to show in the game. I think there was a level of frustration and maybe just trying to show something different to his teammates.
Yeah, the snowball of, you know, junk really collected, and it was a 6-1 final, if you missed it, for the Florida Panthers. Let's go out on the Western Pizza guest hotline. Always a great night for Western Pizza. Ample amount of toppings and all the Greek favorites that you love. Former Boston Bruin, Sasky gentleman, absolute weapon of a guy, Jeremy Reach, kind enough to give us some time today. Reach, you're watching the game, I'm sure, as a Boston guy. You see that go down last night. First thoughts?
First thoughts was that I didn't love it at first, but the more I watched it and thought about it, I mean, great move by Pastrnak. Not so good for Tkachuk. I mean, you're getting beat 6-1 if I'm Tkachuk. Why would you want to ignite any fire under Boston? Like, let him go back in the tunnel with a tail between your legs. But, you know, I got to give Pastrnak credit. He went out. He's frustrated. I don't think he's been playing as well as he probably could have in this playoffs. I mean, he's been flashes where, I mean, he's a top 10 player in the league, in my opinion. But, you know, good on him. And that's a little bit of bulletin board material, I think, for Boston. You know, you have Tkachuk, who's he's a point guy as well, but you know, I think the way he tries to carry himself, he's a little bit out of Pastrnak's league. And if I'm a Boston guy playing currently, I'm kind of not really going after him next game. I'm like, this is on you, and you know, Barkov and Verhaeghe, those guys are going to get it. So
yeah, I like that play. I love it too. You got to love the intensity. A guy like that saying, "Hey, I want to go him," but I think it's all fine and dandy until he breaks his hand, because those helmets, right? You know. Better than probably anyone. Easy for a guy like Pastrnak to hit that helmet and now done for the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that's why at first I was like, oh, I don't know if it's a good idea. But, I mean, now that the outcome came and he doesn't look like he's injured, nothing happened to him, you know, I think it's going to work out in Boston's favor. You know, it gives you a little bit more energy. It gives the guys that maybe should be doing it a little bit more of a boost going into next game. And I think even just kind of alleviate some pressure for Pasternak now. You know, it doesn't squeeze his stick a bit maybe, and he can just play knowing that Kachuk's the guy who was running around trying to act tough, but you know, he didn't really do anything to me. So,
Jeremy Kellen here. As you transition now into the future of the series, and you saw them go back and forth a year ago, and again in the first round against Toronto, is Swayman still the guy there for Game 3? If you're Jim Montgomery, or what are you looking at in the goaltending situation?
Oh, that's a good question. I've been trying to figure that out for the last 2 years as well, too. Swayman definitely deserved to start, I think, every game until... I mean, he didn't have a great night, but, you know, I hate to say it, but, I mean, that series against Toronto, he kind of stole a few games there. So, you know, I think they got to go back with him. If he struggles again, you have a very capable number two that you go back to and put him in. But... I think he's the guy that got you there. I think you gave him a shot in Game 3.
Back to the Kachuk item. Who do you expect maybe to, like you said, the Bruins are going to go out and they're going to take maybe some liberties on the Barkovs and the Ekblads and all those guys. Do you expect maybe a Maroon, if a game gets out of hand again, or somebody like that to give it to Kachuk and try and get him to go? I can't see Kachuk doing it, but do you think that'll happen?
Oh, I think Maroon, he knows his role. He's won 3 cups. He knows why he's there, but he's going to try, but I had almost... bet you whatever you want to, Barney, that Kachuk's is going to turtle.
Yeah, yeah.
would be my take on it.
The old Cassian thing. Okay, what about the city and anyone that's been to Boston? Like, they are nuts for their sports teams. Bruins probably right up there with the Red Sox. How do you think that's, you know, going Game 3 going back to TD Garden? What's that atmosphere going to be like now?
Oh, I think it's going to be crazy. And I'll go back to again. If they would have just rolled over and none of that stuff would have happened, you know, I think the city's still ready to go for Game 3. But, I mean, you lose the Game 2-1, you lose the Game 6-1. They battled, and again, their leading scorer that, you know, stepped up. So I think they're going to be amped up and ready to go. And my bet is Boston takes Game 3 at home.
Jeremy, just rewinding the calendar a little bit for you, in honor of the WHL draft today, going back in 1994, you were a second-round pick, 22nd overall by Seattle, played 5 years in Seattle in Swift Current. Talk about just sort of what it's like being drafted in the WHL for these 100-some-odd kids that are going to go today.
Hey, just before you go, Jeremy, I would have taken you higher, by the way.
Well, you're my, I didn't even actually know the draft was today, but that is, thanks for reminding me. No, it's definitely exciting. I mean, you're rolling it back a little ways for me in the clock, but it's probably a little different now than it was back then, just with technology, social media. I can't even, to be honest with you, I think it was a little landline, obviously, that when I got selected, that's how I found out. So I am sure the kids are excited, and you know, it's obviously a big moment, and congratulations to all of them that get drafted today, but you know, it's just obviously just a stepping stone, and you know, there's a lot of work to be done, but it's definitely a good step in the right direction.
All right, Reacher. We'll be watching your Bruins closely. Let's see what happens in Game 3, and I know it was short notice, but thanks for hopping on today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Jeremy Reach, former Boston Bruin, Seattle Thunderbird, Swift Current Bronco. He was a captain for the Providence Bruins as well, from Craik, Saskatchewan, former Saskatoon contact. That's where him and I got to twirl together. Great guy. And you know what? Absolute comedian, too. Like, funny guy. And then got into the WHL and just, he took on all comers. And then that translated to a pro career, and a really good pro career. So thanks to Jeremy for hopping on the Western Pizza Hotline. It is the all-new Sports Cage, the home of sports in Saskatchewan, 620 CKRM.